It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
National Chili Day is always the fourth Thursday of February. This year, that date falls on February 28th. White bean chicken chili is my go-to recipe. This hearty soup was a favorite at my old restaurant, Chefy's Market and More. We sold out of it every time we put it on the menu. Most people think that dishes served at a restaurant are too complicated to make at home. Well, the truth be told, many dishes are easier than you think, and this one is no exception. Other than chopping up an onion and poblano pepper, the only other prep work involves opening a few cans and shredding that rotisserie chicken the grocery store so nicely cooked for you. A flavorful staple of Mexican cuisine, poblano peppers are chili peppers that are spicy but not extremely fiery. They look similar to bell peppers in shape, but they are much darker green. Most markets now carry fresh poblanos, but if you cannot find them at your neighborhood store, just substitute bell peppers if you prefer a milder chili, or jalapenos if you prefer more heat. To make the chili, you start by sautéing the onions and peppers. Then you add 4 cans of white cannelloni beans, a can of diced green chilies, 2 cups of shredded cooked chicken, and 4 cups of chicken stock. Season with a little cumin and thyme to taste. The chili should simmer for about 35 to 40 minutes to allow all the flavors to meld together. You can serve this tasty chili on its own, or garnish it with your favorite Tex-Mex toppings. I like to add sour cream, cilantro, and diced jalapenos. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit.
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, providing the Mid-South area with design services and installation for kitchens and baths since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.